Produced by women, about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who have helped shape our community and transform who we are and how we live.
I'm Shelley Irwin, today's powerful woman, Floresa Gnotis. She's the principal and founder of Management Business Solutions. Her over 30 years of specialization in the professional staffing industry, having earned her many local awards and nominations for community involvement. Very noteworthy, much of her work dedicated to serving in the niche of diversity and inclusion. Of course, she does leave the office to scuba dive, climb the Great Wall of China, and we'll get into, why not meals that include peanut butter? So welcome to this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk, Floresa. Hello to you, Floresa.
Well, hello, Shelley. Thanks so much for having me here. This is amazing and wonderful.
Yes. What was it like to climb the Great Wall of China?
Wow. Amazing, tall, hard. I guess I was in Beijing when I was in California. I was working with this firm, a staffing company, and I said, you know, one of my rules to join the firm is in the summertime, I get to take time off. So I alternate Europe and Asia. And one of my trips was to go to China for 5 weeks. And really enjoyed it. And one of my big stops, because I, you know, you could call it bucket list, was Great Wall of China. And so I was in Beijing, and my guide was going, like, you know, there was a couple of us, and saying, where do you go? Left to go to the easy part or right to go to the hard climb? And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be in the Great Wall of China, I'm going to climb the right side. Well, the right side really just doesn't have as many people, and the steps were smaller and it's steep. And I'm afraid of heights. So at a certain point, I'm like, trying to climb there with my butt, and to, if I could say that, to go up to that. Amazing views and very narrow. And there's segments of when you're allowed to walk that is actually like ruined, like, because, you know, over time. And so you could just see things that, you know, there's no safety guards in there. There's no safety net. So make sure you don't fall. But it was amazing. It was, it's like a lifetime experience to actually do that. And there are certain parts of the country where you could climb it. I just did it in Beijing, and it was great.
Back home, congratulations on your success. So let's ask you first, Floresa, would you describe your career journey? Because I know you took your first job seriously. You've come a long way, baby. What, mopping floors at KFC?
Yes. I it's like, you know, just growing up in the Philippines and coming to, you know, as an immigrant in California, it was just really hard. I have this awesome degree, math computer application, one of the top schools in the Philippines, De La Salle University. And I came here, you know, I knew English, but it's different, you know, learning versus, you know, having to do the application. And now, you know, you have no safety net that I could throw in English and Tagalog in there. It's all straight English. And the only job I could find, because nobody would hire me, was mopping floors at KFC. I mean, I wasn't there for a long time. It's like, you know, it's just that was the only job I could find. And then, of course, after that, I graduated to, hey, I got a mall job. You know, I was working at the shoe store. So I did everything that everyone did in high school after college from a top school. So challenges, it was great. It was, you know, it kind of builds character, is what my husband always tells me. But do I want to trade it? Probably no. But I grew up with maids in the Philippines. I had someone doing this for me. And just coming here, you just have to start from the beginning. And here I am, I guess, after lots of hard work.
Much of your upbringing, the Philippines, California, but we've got to get you back to, why West Michigan? Fill in a blank for me here.
Well, the snow brought me.
No,
just kidding. I actually, you know, Philippines, then California, Silicon Valley. I was actually in Portland, my pit stop, where I actually had got married, had my daughter, and got engaged. And so my husband
You got engaged before you got married.
Oh, yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. So we were, our pit stop was Oregon. And when we were pregnant for my daughter, I'm going like, gosh, our closest family is 12 hours drive to California, our plane ride. Or my husband, who was born and raised in Michigan. He is a West Michigander, born and raised in the northwest side of Grand Rapids. I went to West Catholic, so he's true and true Grand Rapidian. And so one day I told him I was pregnant. I think it's probably about 5 months pregnant. I said, hey, let's move to Michigan. And he's like, what? What did you do with my wife? And I'm going like, oh, you know, our closest family is just so far away. And the values in West Michigan pretty much align to what my values were growing up. When I first met his parents, his parents actually told me, wow, you found the one Catholic in Silicon Valley. It was just really funny. Love his parents. They passed on a few years ago, but they live in Sand Lake, Michigan, and all his families are here in Grand Rapids. And so...
And did you hit the ground running career-wise then?
No, I actually wanted to be, that was the reason. We wanted to move to Grand Rapids for my daughter so I could be a stay-at-home mom. And first year was horrible because it snowed, it was February, it snowed every day. And I think the snow never melted and it keeps on climbing and climbing and climbing. And we just moved here and my husband's like, I think she's going to move back to California. So, no, we stayed. We stayed. We loved it here. And my daughter's now 17. So it was amazing.
30 years of a specialization in the professional staffing industry. So how do you lead, Floriza?
How do I lead? I always say by example and really just being genuinely caring, as well as innovating. So those are three things I always think of. You know, we're a teaching environment at Management Business Solutions. We like to make sure that at any given point, there is a teaching moment that everybody could learn from it. And so that's how I always lead by example, giving them examples of how I've done it before. And I always said, you cannot ask somebody to do something without you doing it yourself. And it could be bringing down the trash and cleaning the toilet into my building. So it's, you know, I think we have pictures when we bought our building of me trying to make sure it's ready for our open house. And either I'm painting the bar that we have on our, you know, in our training room, or I actually knew or learned how to do the ceiling tiles just because when my contractors took the wall out, they left this big gap in my ceiling tiles and they said, oh, that wasn't in the contract for you to do. And I'm like, I have a big gap and hole. So I now need to learn how to go ahead and put ceiling tiles.
What's a leadership trait you'd like to see in your leaders?
Same thing. I like to see individuals that would innovate and who's also going to teach by example and also genuinely care. And I found that with, you know, one of my key leaders and now my business partner, Amy Marshall, who is pretty much leading by example, who's such an innovative individual. And truly, truly, you can see she cares about everybody. And she, as you would say, emulate me. And I think that was the greatest form of flattery is that, you know, it's not that she's imitating me, but she actually picked up on a lot of the things that I did.
And let's stay on that topic of building up other women. How do we make that happen?
I think it's just very important to take a look at the individual if you connect, being able to take them under your wing. And at times, people want to wait until they're asked. And it's good to actually just reach out to them and help them out. I think through the years in Grand Rapids and owning my business, it's been amazing to see a lot of individuals succeed and grow in their career that, you know, I've seen them when they started out. And it's just amazing to be able to serve as a mentor and serve as someone that could be there, that they could reach out to you. And, you know, and sometimes it's just doing coffees. I've done so many coffees in my
you take cream with your coffee?
Well, I wanted to, but I actually just switched to tea not too long ago. So I say having tea now, but I drank a lot of coffee with everybody. And so it's nice. Our office used to be in downtown. We're right on Monroe Center. And I remember when Mad Cup opened, and that used to be one of my stomping ground. It's just sad to see a lot of the changes as the new normal, or, you know, things that's happened recently in our little neck of woods in our area in Grand Rapids. But, you know, we'll rebound. We're all very strong.
And yet your business has purposefully recently expanded. How do you know when it's time to take a leap, maybe even a risk?
Well, that was actually something end of year or around fall. We always do our strategic plan, and we always talk about what's next. And we've had thought of probably a couple years ago of another venture, and had thought about that, did our strategic plan. It didn't quite work out. And this year, or last year, I could say, is we thought about, you know, we always have individuals coming to us saying, could you help me out with this? And the next thing is like, how can we pay you for this? Because you're giving a lot of your time. And it's helping them with their resume or career path, or just help me negotiate on things, or could you speak on leadership for my organization? But it's always a lot of time involved with that. And so I guess it's a way that as innovation comes, we thought of this is the next step. You know, we've become experts in our field, and we want to make sure that we get to the next step. And so during around January timeframe, we were thinking, okay, how do we launch this? How do we go through the whole process? And COVID hit. And all of the sudden, we're going like, what do we do? We've now pivoted. Everybody's working from home. We have some time because we can't have face-to-face communications with our clients. There's no networking, which is the bulk of what I do for MBS. And that's really how Crossroads was born. We were already, before COVID, going through the process of designing our logo and trying to figure out how to do this. And so we were able to actually pivot during that time frame and innovate how we could align and structure Crossroads. And MBS Crossroads, a division of Management Business Solutions, was born. And we actually created a new website, we refreshed our website and then folded in Crossroads with that. So it worked out. It was careful planning. I think I talked with Amy, my business partner, for a long, long time. When we were doing our website, we said, oh, let's set aside a half an hour, 45 minutes, and 3 hours later, we're still on the phone. And she has two little kids. So it's just balancing this. And with my daughter being in, 17, she is, at home trying to get out with the whole COVID, and my husband working from home. So just juggling and trying to figure that out. And it's been very, very well received, and I think it launched very well, and we've gotten a lot of support with like individuals like you. Thank you so much for that.
Balance. I want to stay on this role, and I want to stay on your focus, Floresa. I'm going to ask how balance plays its role in your life, but having climbed the Great Wall in China, having scuba dived in Bonaire to celebrate the turn of the century, I have a feeling you might be an expert on work hard, play hard.
Yes. It's I think it's just growing up, that's what they told you to do. And especially work ethic was just really pretty much instilled in everybody. My mom, my dad, you need to really work hard, and you have no choice. I think when you come to a new country where English is your second language, you can't find a job because you have a degree, but you're too young. All of this odds stacked against you. You just really just have to work hard. And I always just say, I'm not afraid to do what it takes to do that, to get the work done. I remember building my career in California that I needed to be at work. I was in finance at that point, just because, during my progression, I ended up in finance and in accounting. And I was actually working it's supposed to be an 8-to-5 job, but during payroll, I was in charge of payroll of at least 2,500 hourly three-shift differential temporary employees. So we have manual time cards. And during payroll days, so everybody gets paid by Friday morning because they all line up to get their check. So Thursday night, well, actually, it could be Friday morning, I'm there. So I started work at 8 in the morning, and I'm probably leaving around 11 to 1 a.m. And you're salaried, but you were just expected to do that. That was the work ethic that I came to be. And I had to learn something. I have to figure out how to do that. I have to learn publications. I think I memorized the IRS number at one point because I keep on calling for publication. And anything that I could do to learn to do that, because that's what my dad told me. Hey, you're working for someone. They give you a paycheck. You need to get the work done until you're done with it. But for some reason, things never get done at work, right?
Successful on the job and also successful in the community, are you? I know co-founding Women in Successful Enterprises, board membership with Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women, too many to list, but you know where I'm going with this. Talk about the community advocacy that is important to you.
I think when individuals look at community connections and developing that relationships, you really need to gravitate to what you really care about and what you're passionate about. And I've always been passionate about diversity and inclusion and helping women get themselves elevated, maybe for business, personal, or career. So for me, I've always gravitated to what does that make sense to get them, to help them to get to that next step. So WISE, Women Successful Enterprises, I co-founded with Connie Sweet. We serve on the board for Alliance for Women Entrepreneurs, AWE, from a long time ago, absorbed by Grow eventually, but we were there and we just noticed that there was like a little gap of what we were not seeing in Grand Rapids. I was very involved with certification of women in business and getting that supplier diversity, being able to level that playing field. I was going in the east side of the state just grabbing a lot of this information and learning how to do things to be a business owner. And I'm noticing it was missing. There is a lot of opportunities in Grand Rapids, but during that time, it was seems to be missing in Grand Rapids. So I said, what can we do? I also wanted to make it fun because if I'm taking away time from my family, I want to make it fun. So we wanted to always have this component of being able to network but help individuals be able to grow their business to the next level. So my connection to the community is always like that. It's like, what are you passionate about? How do you connect to what you're passionate about? And how do you move that forward? And so just creating opportunities for the diverse population, for women in business, for women in their career change. And so just being involved in the community, like Grow. I was on the board for United Way, you know, Women's Resource Center. I mean, I think the one hard thing about that is learning to say no, because we have a plethora of awesome organizations and nonprofit that we could all support. And it's just that finding what connects to you and what you're passionate about. Then it's easy. It's not work.
Tough question for you. Remind me of why peanut butter may not be on your shopping list today. What is up with that, Marisa?
Oh, gosh, peanut butter. Well, number one, Philippines. If you love fruit, you could have it. My grandmother actually forced me, I guess is what I could say. Sorry, Grandma. I was told I was to eat bananas every day because it was healthy and it's good for you. So I actually ate bananas. And there's so many varieties of bananas in the Philippines, but I just got tired of it. And then peanut butter, I always ate peanut butter with butter. So get a piece of bread, put butter, put peanut butter. It just really sounded weird for my daughter and my husband that you eat it that way. And then just over time, I'm not a big sweet person, so I just never have it. They always make fun of me because they will make smoothie, but they'll have frozen bananas in there. And I said, I like it, except for the bananas.
I imagine one would dispel that you're not a sweet person. Oh. Larissa, share a motto or a recommendation of a good book for me.
So a good book I always gravitated to, you know, and it's an easy read. I actually am not a reader myself. I read a lot of contracts and resumes is what I tell everybody. But one of the books I love reading is Who Moved My Cheese? And it's really, it's an easy read all about change. I think it's a book I always refer to go back because things are always changing. And how do you actually go after that cheese so that you could be in the, you know, with that in the changing time? You just don't want to sit behind and complain and have everything not just be there. And then I always tell everybody my motto is that if you don't ask, the answer is no. So everybody always asks me, they're like, okay, what should I do with this? Should I ask them? I'm like, well, if you don't, what is the answer? So it's just something that I always tell my team and everybody. So my motto is if you don't ask, the answer is no. So
I'm glad I asked you to be on this show. Yeah. Well, you are an inspiration not only for your own immediate family, but for women locally, regionally, nationally, internationally, and more. So thank you so much for your time. And would you go back to the Great Wall again?
Oh, yes, definitely. Maybe I'll do the easy route this time because I don't think I will have the strength to do the hard part. And gravity is harder now.
Larissa Ganaudis, principal and founder of Management Business Solutions. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. This is amazing.
That does it for this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. I'm Shelley Irwin.
Produced by women about women, these powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.